This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Rajan. With me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we are talking about work and money. We are asking you,
Should you be paid less if you work from home? Why or why not? Take part in our poll. A lot of people participating in this one because a lot of people are saying no. 93.2% said no, I should not be paid less.
That's on Twitter. Over on Instagram, we have 96% who say no, 4% who say yes. And before we jump into our story on if the office is dead, let's actually read a couple of those messages. Let me look at Instagram first.
Okay.
Now we have Abdul Adil who says, consider the electricity bills we have to pay, consumable items such as A4 paper and all. Now you have to put everything by yourself, right? Xin Ying says, some people work longer hours because you can't leave the office like before. That is true. Nazmia Zudin says, because you made the company the same amount of money. Good point. Jamie says, we work longer hours when we work from home. Andrew says, same, supposedly work productivity, lesser space required by the company. So obviously there's a no there. And Vignesh said, we should be paid more because now the employers get to save on office space.
Right. Okay, which is kind of, I guess we'll go through some questions because that comment ties in very nicely with our next story. Yeah?
Yes,
but,
it does.
But let's go through, you want to go through Twitter?
Yes, okay. Let's do that.
So here from Gupri, it says, because our expenses do not change, the price of things, cost of living, inflation does not change. The fact that we work from home means we use more electricity. Again, more personal things that we do at the office. Work from home still means work. The only difference is the place we work.
Right. Maybe one more.
Right. So my answer is no. Same productivity and deliverables. Some of my colleagues have to produce a double, triple, more than what they were in office because the idea of availability of office laptop at home enables 24 hours work time frame.
Yeah, so that's, again, coming back to that message from Xin Ying earlier who says, like, you know, you can't just leave the office when you're done with work. You know, we're taking work back home now. You know, when do you actually put work away?
So, you know, digressing a little bit. Jack Ma used to have this saying, what 996 or something like that. You work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week, right? And they say that right now is 007 because it's like from midnight.
Oh, from midnight
to
all
midnight,
the way,
7 days a week. Ling Ling Cheat. That's my Mandarin there for you.
Okay, moving on to our next story about it's a big question that we keep asking. I mean, we've been talking about this for more than a year now. Is the office dead? Will we ever come back to the office? Will the office be the same as it was pre-pandemic?
Right. So lately, we've seen a lot of obituaries for the office. So the pandemic caused a massive shift to work from home among knowledge and service workers. Teams are using communication apps like Zoom, Slack, Google Meets, and Microsoft Teams to stay productive. We talked about that in the morning with Sheila Sigum as well. So even though employees are working more hours, people like having more control over their work schedules. They benefit from less commuting, I know, even as the boundaries are blurring between work and home. Are the reports of the office's demise premature? Well, according to this article we found on Fast Company, experts seem to think the office is not dead, not even close.
Yeah, so now they say they say this for several reasons, but they all reflect the critical human need for connection. Now, mid last year, a large number of Silicon Valley executives made very public statements saying that they had changed their minds on the need for an in-person workplace. They said, we're working so well from home that we might as well never go back to working in the office. But what they maybe failed to realize was that the reason they could transition to 100% virtual teams overnight was because they had spent years building a shared experience among employees. It was the power of proximity that enabled employees to make that switch, right? You know, we were so used to doing these things together already that we can actually do them apart and do that effortlessly. Right.
So I can imagine if a new hire comes in and not knowing anyone, how it's so much more difficult to make that connection. Like, who are you, right? You know, because I've never met you, right? There's never any rapport being built. So after almost a year of remote working, experts say they're seeing a slow decay of connection and not of the internet kind. According to Gallup, remote employees are 7% less likely to see their connection to the mission of a company. Staring at a laptop screen with six other faces is inherently transactional, less spontaneous, and less human than working in the actual room with actual people.
Yes, that is true. Now, in response, leaders are stepping up their efforts to kind of celebrate humanity at work. You know, they're casting a spotlight on moments when employees have gone beyond their job description, beyond their job scope to help customers improve products, to share new ideas, or make the experience pleasant for other co-workers as well. And they are reminding employees that we're in a stressful time and it's okay to take care of yourself, take care of each other. And they're using all hands virtual meetings and recognition platforms to share some of their own vulnerabilities and also to kind of spread gratitude for the sacrifices and the resilience of their employees.
Okay, so if the office is not dead, what will the new workplace be like? It will be, one thing, a dedicated interaction. So McKinsey Global Institute believes the return to offices will be about interaction. You'll go into the office to meet with other people during doing brainstorming, innovation, with more collaborative spaces, team rooms, and maybe individual phone booths for private conversations. Architects, designers, technologists, and business leaders are putting forward an array of hybrid work arrangements, combining the best parts of work from home and face-to-face collaboration.
Yeah, and if you think about the physical space that you will work in, your office, you'll be redesigning your desks, your collaboration spaces, your safe conference rooms, and amenities, because people will use things like your pantry, your coffee station, your gym. They will be using these facilities, but they'll be using it very differently, right? And this is why businesses will need to enlist employees in the redesign process, because they are the people who will know best on how these places and spaces will be used.
Right now, there are too many unknowns in terms of public health and economy to determine exactly when we'll return to shared workplaces. But advantages of human connection at work are so profound that a return to office in some new creative form is inevitable. I believe so too.
Yeah. So now I guess the obituaries that we've seen for the office, premature. You know, well, hopefully we can use what we've learned in the year 2020 to reinvent what the office will be like for hopefully the later half of 2021 and, of course, in the years to come. Coming back to our question, of course, since we're talking about work from home, working in the office, should you be paid less if you work from home? Why or why not? Send us your thoughts, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have time, actually, to go through some messages.
There's one interesting one here from Aziz. It asks a reverse question. Should you be paid more if you have to work from the office with commuting costs and more time spent? Good one.
Okay.
So this here one from Benji said, humans need two spaces, a home to stay and office to work. If more people can work from home, then we can reduce usage of space and traffic. Perhaps the government can look at this from an ecological angle, then give green points, tax rebates. Which I think is great. So employers shouldn't pay less, but the allowances should change from travel allowances to home office allowances.
Now, looking at Instagram, we've got Mil Sella, who says, you know, if you are still able to produce the same output when compared to working from the office, then of course you should not be paid less. Kelvin says, because working longer hours and working in the office limits to 9 to 5, but people from home, you know, people who work from home, they don't have a limit, right? Kyron Nazrin says, shouldn't matter where we work from, but the complexity plus quality of the work we deliver. And Shireen also says, you know, we end up working longer hours when we work from home.
Right. Just a quick mention here, Daniel Cervantes Lim, who brings in the TEDx KL, there is this Facebook group that he started called Personal Finance Investing Community Malaysia, and he used that question there as well. And then so you've got all kinds of people, and again, it's largely electricity where people, you know, bring up. And then so one gentleman said, nope, my utility bill at MCO once spiked when I worked from home, but my travel expenses went down. So my work is still done and delivered on time. So just there were a lot of comments going on in that Facebook group.
Right. Thank you for that, Daniel. Now, if you would like to tell us what you think, should you be paid less if you work from home? You can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also get in touch with us, participate in our poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the results of the poll, which is, well, heavily skewed towards no right now. But, you know, you still have about 22 minutes, you know, to get your thoughts in. We'll come back and wrap up the poll, go through all of your other messages. And of course, we're doing that final story about how the vaccines have landed. All that is coming up on Enterprise BizBytes. But for now, here's the Rolling Stones with Painted Black. This is Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.